I'd like to tell you a little story. I'll turn the music down for a minute. And it's about the place, a particular place in my life which became very important. It was in the summer of 1993. And wasn't long after my job had become redundant in London Transport, and I moved immediately. I got another job with the National Trust, and I moved out of London on a Monday and went home to London on a Thursday evening. And I found myself in a got funny existence in between a home in London and looking for a place to live in Wiltshire in England.
As she was on her highway home, she spied this corpse of coming.
This is really an audio boo about this kind of music. But what happened is that I was taken in and more or less adopted by a wonderful woman and her husband, Jill Rakes and Tony Rakes, and brought into their house and welcomed into their house and treated as if I was one of the family. And a good deal of distance away from home. I was getting used to a new job and I was a lot of adjustment and change in my life to 1993 in the summer. And I think it was a Wednesday night in their house, and I was in the bedroom by myself, and I bent over and picked up a book off the shelf. It was a small book. It said Selected Poems by Walt Whitman. And I opened it and I read.
And the rose grew around the briar.
I'll just play you a little more of this kind of music. Now, this music comes from the favourite music of one of my great heroes, Abraham Lincoln. And it's from a CD which says that these are Abraham Lincoln's favourite music. But going back to the story, I opened the book and read the introduction. It was a Follen's. It was one of these very slim poetry volumes. And it had a reasonably long introduction. And the introduction to Walt Whitman's poetry, rather than the poetry itself, completely captivated me. And to this day, Walt Whitman's poetry is terribly important to me. But what actually happened was, this was from a standing start, knowing nothing about him or not having any particular interest in poetry. And I grafted on top of that experience in that room, that bedroom in somebody else's house on, as I say, a Wednesday night, midweek, midsummer, not yet having anywhere of my own to stay, really. What happened next, if I fast forward many years, I even to this day, I've written a play based upon the life of Walt Whitman and Peter Doyle, who was his lover, who was born also in Limerick. But it was that evening in that house in Wiltshire in England, which had implications in terms of musical taste for me, because on the back of my interest in Walt Whitman, I became very interested in the music of the American Civil War. And if you want to find out a little more about this, if it has any interest for you at all, Walt Whitman, it was a very important element in his life. Let's hear a little bit more of that kind of music. This is music that would have been a favourite in Abraham Lincoln's family. Peter Doyle, you won't know this, I assume, but Peter Doyle was in the theatre the night that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. My interest is in the second half of the 19th century in America, and it's that Civil War, the music of it, is important to me for a variety of reasons, including the fact that the characters I'm interested in, Whitman and Peter Doyle, that was their music. That would have been the music that they would have loved as well. And anyway, Abraham Lincoln shares something with me, which is that he suffered from bouts of severe depression. And that's another thing that has endeared Lincoln to me. This is quite apart from, of course, the obvious reasons why I would like Abraham Lincoln. But I'm just going to go forward in the recording. I'll skip forward in this collection, this CD, and I know McColgan is especially interested in how people make audio booze, but my method is just ridiculously simple. Besides the fact that that has some Irish connection, that song, Kathleen of Ornine, my main interest is in the fact that it's Lincoln was interested in it. I'll skip on a few tracks, really, to find something with a slightly different tempo to play you. Let me see if I can find one of the spiritual songs. Lincoln was a great lover of opera, and on this particular collection there's some stuff from Zauberflute by Mozart, there's some stuff from Faust. So I also love opera, so let's just go play one other bit. Thank you. I won't claim to be a historian of America in any way, but I do feel huge amounts of exhilaration when I think of Lincoln and I think of the cause of emancipation in the States. And I think of, in addition to that, the kind of opening up of that huge society and the complexity of what happened subsequently in America. And yes, I have an interest in it through the poetry of Whitman, which I love. But when it brings together the experience of those great, great people in Wilkeshire who gave me friendship and helped me to deal with the difficult change to the new life that, you know, I had left London with hugely fond memories of London. I had a great, great time living there. I had a great time working there. And in Wilkeshire, in England, I had another great time. So all of it is, that's why this kind of music will always be traced in my mind back to that particular bedroom in the house of some very, very good people. And the moment when I leaned across and picked up that book, which I've only just touched on the story of how that book changed my life. But I'll leave you with one last piece of music to listen to. Would help, of course, if it would play, but just see what happens if I... some reason it won't play, so I'll just have to, if I was a really good audio engineer now, I'd be able to get rid of all this stuff that I'm doing right now. If the others went to sleep in the house, I'd turn it up really loud. Okay, that's it. That's enough of my own passion. That, the singer is Douglas Jimerson, tenor. It's all from a collection, Lincoln's Favorite Music. Thanks a million for listening. Bye-bye.